tackling tough topics to help you think reasonably about life's most important issues. This is Thinker Sensitive. Welcome to another episode of Thinker Sensitive. This is our fourth installment of our season entitled The Simple-Minded Society. Today we're going to be talking about human bias. I am of the opinion that Italian mafia movies and Mexican drug cartel shows make up some of the best television around. Shows like Breaking Bad and Ozark, or movies like The Godfather and Goodfellas. As an Italian-American and a Sicilian-American, I have to say that I've always been drawn to mafia movies. In some ways, and at least on a very general level, and in a very general sense, they remind me of my heritage, my culture, and my upbringing. I suppose you could say that I have a bias towards mafia movies. Now, all of these drug cartel shows and these mafia movies share a common theme: loyalty to family. We see the moral prioritization given to loyalty to family and providing for loved ones that becomes excessive and gets manipulated and exploited. We also see a consequentialist ethic that any and all means justify this moral priority, goal, and end, loyalty to family. The result is an us or them mentality that justifies all kinds of corruption and evil. The idea of putting family first is one of the most easily and commonly perverted concepts in the history of humankind. It is a kind of bias and a type of prejudice. Family bias and friendship bias are two of the most prevalent forms of bias in human experience, and they lead to a lot of injustices. Look no further than the history of drug cartels, the mafia, and gangs. In the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, we find something very different, though. Jesus never explicitly taught to love your family, though this can be assumed. And he certainly never taught to put your family first. In fact, he himself did not do this. But he did explicitly teach to love your neighbor as yourself and to love your enemies. In regards to family, Jesus actually taught, at least hyperbolically, to despise your family relative to or in comparison to your affectional disposition towards God. Jesus was essentially commanding his followers to give ultimate loyalty and devotion to God, not to family or to friends. For Jesus, loyalty to God is loyalty to truth and morality, which in human experience can sometimes directly conflict with loyalty to family and loyalty to friends. Bias is disproportionate weight in favor of or against an idea, person, or thing, usually in a way that is close-minded, prejudicial, or unfair. We could possibly create a distinction between what we could call good bias and bad bias. Good bias would be justified, valid, and wise, whereas bad bias would be unjustified, unwarranted, without good reason, and a result of uncritical and overly simplistic thinking. An example of good bias could be favoritism towards clean water over polluted water. But the term bias has a negative connotation for a reason, because it's an orientation or a leaning that is usually close-minded, prejudicial, or unfair. To claim that I'm not biased is actually to display blatant bias towards myself. Everyone else is biased, but I'm not. That is to show prejudicial favor to self. It's both ignorant, a lack of knowledge of human finitude and fallibility, and arrogant. I'm the only person in the world who's truly objective, but everybody else is super biased. To deny existence of personal bias. All human beings are biased in one way or another, and we all have blinders to our biases. Though both of these realities certainly vary in degree from person to person. We can speak of two very broad forms of bias: unconscious bias and conscious bias. Psychologists and neuroscientists alike affirm the universal human experience of implicit, unconscious biases. Biases that we do not consciously or explicitly or willfully form or develop. Our brain unconsciously, naturally, and automatically orders, organizes, and categorizes massive amounts of information on a daily basis that we're simply unable to keep up with and consciously and mindfully process. Conscious bias is the very opposite, and it's what most of us think of when we think of bias. Both unconscious and conscious bias are experiential and developmental. This is very similar to Immanuel Kant's understanding of knowledge. Bias involves a synthesis of innate mental capacities and existential human experience. Confirmation bias is one of the more prevalent overarching categories of bias in our culture today. We see this online a lot and in social media through algorithmic bias and echo chambers, for example. The sources that we use to gather information and our selectiveness in the sources that we use is another form of confirmation bias. So media and news outlets, blogs, books, magazines, podcasts, radio stations, movies, shows, we selectively interact with sources that we agree with and ignore sources that we don't agree with. We see this in our social lives as well. We tend to hang out with people who think like us and avoid people who think differently. We can talk about several forms of societal bias on a general level: family and friend bias, racial bias, gender bias, sexual bias, age bias, religious bias, non-religious or agnostic or atheistic bias, political bias, national bias, ideological bias in general, and even sports bias, which is much more innocuous than all the other things I just mentioned. All of these biases can lead to tribalism, and I'm against all forms of tribalism, partially because it reeks of bias and prejudice. In tribalism, the bias is two-sided, since it entails a bias in favor of one's own tribe and a bias against other tribes. So I want to bring this discussion to a conclusion by giving a kind of ethical critique of human bias. We'll focus on family and friend bias predominantly because of its universality. It's something that we can all relate to. Let me start out by giving some examples of family or friend bias. When my loved one is in a dispute with someone else, I'm always on their side. They can never be wrong, no matter how egregious their behavior is or was. If my loved one doesn't particularly like someone, I view and treat that person differently, whether I'm justified or not. I'm gracious and forgiving to my loved ones, but I'm hypercritical and unmerciful to those I don't know very well. I unjustly show favoritism to family members in work environments, and we call this nepotism. Bias clouds judgment and blinds us to the truth. It prevents us from being objective. It makes us close-minded and narrow-sighted. It makes us show blatant partiality and favoritism. It creates injustice and unfairness on a variety of levels. Here we return to the notion of the perversion of loyalty. Loyalty to my people is elevated or prioritized above loyalty to truth. In general, from an ethical perspective, truth should be prioritized above all other loyalties. Truth itself should be our main allegiance. The perversion of loyalty can be said to be the heart or foundation of all human bias. I suppose one can also talk about a perversion of pride here as well. Not all pride is bad. For example, one can have a healthy pride in country or in one's ethnicity. But this type of pride can easily become excessive and perverted. Pride in country can turn into nationalism. Pride in ethnicity can turn into racism and feelings of racial superiority. In general, truth and morality should be prioritized above family, friends, and other meaningful relationships, above all our specific loyalties and particular allegiances. Let me give an example. If I'm on the wrong side of a dispute, and it's clear and evident that I'm the guilty party in the conflict, my wife should not take my side simply because she's married to me. In this situation, I'm wrong. Plain and simple. Period. Marriage should not equate to some kind of blind allegiance to spouse. In fact, from an ethical perspective, my wife in this scenario should actually sit me down, confront me, and take the side of the other who is in the right. To use an example of a drug cartel show that I referenced in the intro, as frustrating as Walt's wife in Breaking Bad is, particularly as a viewer, she is actually on the right side of the dispute. As noble as trying to take care of your family is, this impulse doesn't justify mass murder and mass drug distribution. If we show partiality and favoritism, it should be to what is right, what is true, what is good. This is in part what Jesus meant when he said to be loyal to God over family. God, the source of all truth and goodness, shows no partiality. This is the God who shines light upon the good and the bad, the God who loves his enemies. The idea that we should provide for our families at all cost, that we should always put our friends and families first, which is often representative of an us or them, or even us versus them mentality, is one of the great lies of human history, a natural impulse that must be transcended, and it has led to a great deal of evil and injustice. It often masquerades as loyalty and altruism, but it's actually a selfish perversion of loyalty, an animal or caveman type mentality, a direct form of tribalism. So how do we fight against this caveman type mentality? Well, I think we need to practice honest self-reflection and self-evaluation. We need to become aware of our biases, and we need to seek justice and truth, though always with mercy, grace, peace, and love in all areas of our lives, without regard to our natural allegiances and loyalties. As always, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. This episode, and all episodes of Thinkersensitive, are available at thinkersensitive.com, iTunes, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content and wish to donate to help us grow our online community of thinkers, please visit thinkersensitive.com.